Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's been a big week for IU senior golfer Elizabeth Tong. She, along with Will Nolden from the baseball team, named as this year's Spirit of Indiana Directors Award winners, now the Canadian native and a Clint Wallman product, selected first team All Big Ten. You know what? That hasn't happened in 9 years. And you think Coach Clint isn't awfully proud of Elizabeth Tong?
Absolutely. I mean, she's, you know, obviously a quality player, but, you know, even more so just a quality person. You know, she's very dedicated to her craft. You know, she had a monster summer playing in the Open, the Women's Open, the Women's U.S. Amateur, making it to match play 16, Canadian Women's Open. And, you know, the thing about it was that she didn't just rest on her laurels by making it that far. I mean, she took positives from all the experience and you know, implemented them into her game and just, you know, continues to get better on a daily basis.
You know, Clint, too, she always seems to rise when the stage is a big stage, and it's great to see that she's qualified for the NCAA regional that's going to be held next week up in South Bend.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's definitely a gamer, for sure. She has that, I would say, that intangible of of being able to just kind of block stuff out and do her thing when it's necessary.
That's IU women's golf coach Clint Wallman on senior Elizabeth Tong. She'll be teeing it up next Thursday up in South Bend. We'll have more on that next week. And she'll be out then to earn a spot, hopefully, at this year's NCAA Championships, which will be held at the Concession Golf Club down in Bradenton, Florida, May 22nd. Might add that Liz also won the League Sportsmanship Award, a similar honor collected over on the men's side by senior Nick Grubnich. Well, the Reds move into Atlanta tonight for a four-game set, pregame at 7 o'clock. Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So we have a new coach, a new league, and May is just around the corner, and so is the start of play for the semi-pro Indiana Cutters of Aaron Sauter, who's taken over for Eric Anderson this season. The Cutters play the first of two preseason games Saturday night up in Indianapolis at Broad Ripple High School against the Marion County Rockets. Coach Aaron has implemented new systems, and at least preseason-wise, he's liking what he's seeing from the defensive side of the football.
One big play is going to be Wes Smith, and he played last year for the Cutters, and he's going to be a pretty dominant defensive lineman. We also have some young guys from the Martinsville area, John Gear, Lucas King, that are just, they're young guys, but they're extremely athletic, and I think they're going to be some game breakers in terms of semi-pro ball, because a lot of these guys probably could have ended up playing like a Division III colleges or moving on somewhere, but somewhere along the way they ended up with us, and I think we're going to be pretty good because of those guys.
Seb, I guess you're just kind of interested to see how the players are going to kind of respond in game conditions Saturday. At least you're going to play a game, and that's key, huh?
For sure. I mean, especially with all the young guys we have, it's a new system for them on offense and defense. I really just want to get some guys on film and see what we look like for real versus what you see in practice, which is limited sometimes just because we don't have a great place to film from and stuff like that. So I just want to get some good game film and really see what we have for sure in all aspects of the team.
Well, that's Indiana Cutters football coach Aaron Sauter. And by the way, longtime Cutter Gary LaBarge is serving as his defensive coordinator. The Cutters are playing this year in the Minor League Football Alliance, which consists of teams from the Hoosier State, Illinois, Ohio, and Michigan. The league opener is May 30th against the Kentucky Extreme, either at Martin Memorial or out in the Edgewood Corral. Reds in Atlanta tonight on the radio.